Welcome. You are listening to Linda Sims right here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. We also stream live on the web, wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH, or you can call in while we are on the air from now till the top of the hour at 5 p.m. by calling 740-383-9944. That is, if you have any questions or would like to make any comments. Let me share with you those who faithfully supported Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their free produce market will begin next month in April. And if you continue to tune in to the show, I will be giving you the opening date the closer that it comes to reality. Don't forget, it starts next month in April. Free produce at Logos Christian Ministries. We also have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. Owner, Cheryl Lee. Location, LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. I have a thought for today, and I'd like to open up my show with one. And it's titled, Honesty. Is this the day and age that we should really think about being honest? I kind of think so, since almost everything you hear is fake news. At least people want you to think it's fake news, you know. But believe it or not, it just disappeared on me, but it should be right here in 1 second. All right. Honesty. Just 1 second. I apologize. I had it, picked up my phone, and it just disappeared on me. Today is March, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should be March 1.
I think it's the 2nd, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the 2nd. Well, hopefully everyone is having a great and wonderful new year, even though this is March the 2nd. And wow, did we get here fast or not? Here we go, honesty. It takes great courage to be honest. One of the noblest qualities in a person is the ability to say, I am sorry, I was wrong, you were right. It doesn't really matter about being right, winning arguments, or having my ideas accepted. It matters more that I am able to recognize my mistakes, take responsibility for them, learn the lesson, and move forward with greater maturity. Did you like that, Jeff?
Yep.
Pretty
good. I'd like to see some more honesty in people, especially in church.
Oh, wow. In church, huh? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I do have an announcement to make before I get to Jeff Porter, my guest today. He is the author of Expressions of the Last Days, and I will turn my attention to him in just 1 second. This is my announcement, Choosing God's Best Singles Conference, Men and Women Welcome, Saturday, April the 17th, 2021, 9 a.m., 4 p.m., registration at mytgp.org/singles. Donation, $15 for lunch. Donation, $15. Lunch will be provided. Location, 1300 Mount Vernon Avenue, Marion, Ohio. Time to worship, guest speakers, panel of men, panel of women, breakout sessions. That sounds like a fun time for a Saturday, huh? We can tell the weather is changing. People are talking about falling in love, Jeff.
Well, it's a singles conference.
Yeah, singles conference.
There we go. That fits both of us.
Yeah, it does. And hey, and many, many more. So hopefully people who are listening can share this information with others who are single. You may have people in your household that are single and just can't seem to find the right person to be with. And I know that's not a small matter. That is a large, big, huge matter. So maybe, you know, they can come and get some wisdom and learn a few things, because I hope to come and learn a few things, you know, and get some wisdom. Because, you know, I think the longer you're single, the harder it is to
break out of your comfort zone.
You get so comfortable, you
know,
in your own habits and things like that. So,
well, it makes you doubt as to whether you really want to ever get married, really.
You think so?
Me, yeah. I've gotten to the point where I really don't care if I get married, because why do I want to complicate my life and make things more difficult?
Well, you do have a point there.
I see other people that are constantly going to counseling, and they're, you know, they're complaining and all that, having affairs there, and then they get nailed for it.
Of course.
And they get, you know, they lose their position in church, or they lose their career over a silly thing like an affair, you know. Whereas, you know, our society kind of thinks that you should be involved with somebody. You know, you shouldn't just be single. But I don't care what they think.
Yeah.
You know, there are days when I go, man, I'm glad I'm single. Look at all the nonsense that goes on, you know.
I understand what you're saying.
Wife beating, you know, kid beating. And all that.
Yeah, a lot of people have really missed the mark.
Yeah.
I was reading yesterday about the lady who killed her 6-year-old son.
And yeah, I saw that on the cell phone.
No remorse. They said she had no remorse. That the boy was just hanging on to the car. What did she do? Did she drag him? Or?
Apparently.
That is so inhuman.
Why? Because he was aggravating her?
Oh.
Hey, if you don't want your kid, just take him down to Waddell Village. Give him to Children's Services. They'll take him.
Yeah.
If you don't want your kid, you just tell him, I can't take it anymore. I can't raise a kid. I just don't have the patience.
Right.
You could turn him over to
orphanage. You can even take him to the police department or the hospital, anywhere.
A lot of people will take a baby and put him up on a church altar.
That's true.
You know. When they know that somebody's going to be in there in a little bit, they just set them up there. That's not too bad of an idea.
No, it's not.
It's
better than just leaving your child out there to freeze to death or killing them.
She wanted to kill him for some reason. Why? I mean, you know, if you want rid of that kid, it's no problem.
A lot of people don't know how to parent. They don't.
Yeah.
They're not. It's a skill.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a skill. And if you don't take time to learn while you're carrying a child how you should rear them, then you don't have the patience. Because if you don't give a child boundaries, then they don't know any different.
Yeah.
Just like us. If God didn't give us boundaries, where would we be?
Oh. Be crazy. You know.
Or dead. All of us.
Yeah.
You know. So he had to give us all boundaries. You may not be all there, but at least you know there are some boundaries.
Yeah, well, you know, and the natural thing is to rebel against those boundaries.
Yeah, that too.
We don't like it.
Right.
You know, they tell you to wear a mask. Well, how dare they? I'm an American.
Let's not even go there. Some people are just so upset about that mask.
Yeah.
But you know what? I was telling someone last night. I said, you know, usually every December or January, I have one of the worst colds or sinus infections with those terrific headaches just pounding my head. Yeah, and not able to breathe and just feel like my head is going to explode. I'm taking NyQuil. I'm taking Benadryl.
What happened? Your immune system just take a hike?
Almost every year or every other year, right? Sometime in that year, I'm going to get a really bad cold. But this year, 2020 and 2021 coming in. Now we're in March. From wearing this mask and staying away from other people's germs and keeping my germs to myself, I haven't had.
Do you get flu shots every year?
No.
Because, you know, I have congestive heart failure, so I end up in the VA clinic a lot. And I'll go in there and they test my blood pressure and my sugar and all that and make sure I'm taking all my meds and everything. And they'll ask me every year, you know, have you had your flu shot yet? And I said, no, I let them do it. It's free. I mean, you know. So I haven't had the flu for a long time, but I used to get it all the time.
Bad colds, bad sinus infections.
All that, those flu. Oh man, you just wish you were dead. You know, so bad. So, what do you think about this stimulus?
Well, I think a lot about the stimulus.
Dreaming again.
I get tired of people asking me about the stimulus. I won't even listen to it on the news. And then every 5 minutes, something will pop up on your cell phone.
Yeah.
Well, this is what you got to look forward to with this stimulus. How soon is it going to be here? I wish they would stop playing with people about the stimulus. Either you're going to give us a stimulus or you are not.
I don't think they're not. I don't think they're going to.
And they may not.
The Senate can't do it without the approval of the House, and the House can't do it without the approval of the Senate.
Doesn't that make you sick?
And they go back and forth on it all the time, you know.
Now, the thing that really gets me is, okay, that's too much money. But you allow one president to give out $2.2 trillion, and it's not just for the people, it's for the economy.
Well, yeah, but they're afraid to do it again because it keeps raising the stakes.
Oh, now
you're
worried about it?
I would rather have the money.
I know that's right. Because it's going to go back in the economy anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What about their tax breaks? I hope they don't get any. Because they said that President Trump gave them the tax cuts that he gave out in the past 3.5 years was enough to give us, $8,000 a month for 8 months last year. Now, that's what their tax cuts rated or added up to. Now, that's a lot of money.
Well, he was working on a plan to try to cut back on the national debt, but just didn't have time. Ran out of time with it.
Of course. They're more worried about their pocket than they are worried about our pockets.
Well, it boils down to, though, you can't always, even being a highfalutin politician, if they continue to do selfish things and the national debt doesn't get taken care of, then they're going to suffer too because the economy will collapse.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, and then they'll be affected by it then.
Yeah, because we won't have money to put back into the economy.
Right.
We won't have it.
Right. Exactly.
So that's why we need
stimulus. I went to Mansfield the other day. And I decided that I was going to eat at the Golden Corral. That's why I went to Mansfield. And I went there, and it was closed because of the virus. They said it was costing too much to do all of the preventives. You know, and all these other restaurants were open around them. I thought the one restaurant that I wanted to eat at has to be closed. You know,
I didn't know it was closed.
Yep. Now, I don't know. A friend of mine says that he lives in Columbus, and he says Golden Corrals are open in Columbus.
Are they? Okay.
That's what he said, you know.
That's a further ride, though, isn't it?
Huh?
That's a further ride.
Yeah, I'd say a little bit. Yeah. About 15 minutes or so, yeah.
Which turns into a half an hour.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't know where they are. I'd have to get their address and punch it into the GPS
to find them. On the same... In Polaris.
Well, I remember eating at a Golden Corral in Columbus before.
Mm-hmm. It's like if you turn going toward JCPenney's, going down that one street. It's on that one street going toward Polaris.
I like the one in Mansfield, though, because it's so big.
It is big.
You know,
that one's
a lot of good food there.
I thought they did, too. Well, one daughter says, I can't stand it.
What?
Golden Corral, but I like it. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why she says she never gets good food. And I'm thinking, are you serious?
How can you not get good food at Golden Corral?
I don't know.
But people do have different opinions about things, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Can't please everybody, right?
Nope. No, you can't.
So, we talked about the stimulus, right? And we do know that we just came through, well, we're still in the age of COVID, Jeff. And we know that you're part, well, we have labeled you our doomsday prophet because you never cease to remind us about the coming apocalypse.
Yes.
On our world, right?
Yes.
So, we've come through and still carrying the coronavirus, COVID-19.
Yeah.
Now, we had the tragic weather. The yes. water and the freezing in water in Texas, I know you saw that, right?
Yes.
And how people had lost their water. They have still not used of the tap water and
the power.
Power. I have family out there, too. They were affected by that. I don't know. I also know that weather is...
And they keep getting hit with floods and tornadoes and everything else out there. What's Texas's problem?
I don't know, but I do know that God uses the weather as a component.
Yeah.
In his hands, he can use what he wants, right?
Well, people were asking Jeremiah. He's another... prophetic guy.
Prophet, yes.
And they were asking him how is God involved or not involved in weather disasters? Now, I've been harping on the subject, and I talked about it in my book, that one of the reasons why we have bad weather is because it is a warning that this world is headed in the wrong direction. And he's telling you he's not pleased with that,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if you look around at the crime and the violence and the abortion and the homosexuality and they're absolutely, some of these people are absolutely adamant about it. You know, they're going to stand there and tell you that it's okay to be a homosexual no matter what evidence is shown them. And, you know, or they're going to say that abortion's okay because it's my body and I can do what I want to with it. You know, and that is just not the case. We're responsible for our actions and we're responsible to God.
Yes, we are. And that goes to, I'm going to smoke as many cigarettes as I want to smoke.
Yeah, I did that.
I'm going to drink as much as I want to drink, yeah. You know, be an alcoholic or, you know... Just like we've talked about, sin is sin.
Yeah.
But the good thing about sin, Christ died. Everybody
right.
sins at one time. But we also understand we must accept the works that were done on the cross.
That's right.
Right? We must accept that.
Not everybody's going to heaven, no.
No.
But it's their own doing. They're paddling their own canoe. Because what could be easier than getting saved? There's nothing required of you except just to believe, to accept Jesus into your heart. That's the only thing required to make it into heaven.
It's belief, right?
Yeah.
But that's a hard thing for a lot of people to do. It seems to be, you know.
They make it harder than it is. Because when you're trying to convince like an atheist... they're supposedly will only accept empirical evidence, scientific evidence that there is a God.
Right.
And God doesn't know. God says in Isaiah, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways," saith the Lord. So
right.
You can't reason your way to God. Up to a point, you can. You know, you can look in here and you can say that. I'll tell you an interesting little bug. It's called the bombardier beetle.
I
think it's in Africa or South America.
What's it called again?
The bombardier beetle.
Bombardier beetle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. It's a little about an inch and a half long. And if it's threatened by a predator or something like that, it shoots fire out its butt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, out its rear end, man. And it gets really hot, too. Wow. So there's two chemicals that shoot out away from the rear end of the bug. And when those two chemicals come together, one's called quinone, and I forget what the other one's called. When they come together, they ignite. You know, I'd like to know how evolution did that.
That's a bad bug, isn't
it? Oh, it is, man. And it showed a frog that ate a abominable beetle and then vomited it back out because it was doing its flame thing. You know, talk about heartburn.
That's so funny. That is so funny.
It is. And I saw one documentary where they were showing the beetle, and it was burning up a leaf. I don't know why it was doing that. Maybe it wanted to cook it before it ate it. I don't know. Mm. But that is a fascinating little creature, because I was watching a creation tape about it, and they were saying they think that because, you know, you look in Job, I think, what is it, Job 41 or something like that, where it seems to be describing a dinosaur that shoots fire. You know, in other words, a fire-breathing dragon of some sort. Mm-hmm. Well, with the bombardier beetle there, makes it very possible that there could have been a fire-breathing dinosaur. You know, mm-hmm. How fascinating.
I have a question. What if an abortion, you've talked it over with your family and God and your pastor and everything, and the doctor comes and just said, you know, there's going to be a problem with the baby, and you know you are obligated. I mean, I don't know, I don't want to use obligated, but I mean, if you're okay, and if your pastor's okay, and if you've talked to God or whatever, they just don't understand why people always pick abortion. Well, that's one of the two, abortion and homosexuality.
Yeah, and there was also a big question about if you were raped and now you're pregnant. You know, that's a rough road, bud.
That is a rough road.
That is a really bad one. And if they think the child is going to have, is going to be retarded or have some kind of
that
horrible
Down syndrome,
illness,
yeah.
Down
yeah.
syndrome.
Yeah.
Buddy, I'm going to have to leave that up to you because I don't, to me, I don't have all the answers, and that's one of the things that has to be left up to the person. I don't know what I'd do if I was pregnant. You know, if I was a woman and I was pregnant, I don't want to be trying to tell somebody, you should do this and you should do that, because that is, like I said, a very rough, difficult road, and that person, I think, should be able to make up their own mind.
Right.
About it, you know.
I do too. And they do.
Yeah.
Everybody don't agree with it, but they do.
Well, there are a lot of Christian ministers who say you still got to have that baby. You still got, you know, and in the case of the rape, if the baby is healthy, and, you know, if you don't want the baby, just go ahead and have the baby and then give it up for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would think, you know. I don't think abortion's too good for a healthy baby to be destroyed because of rape. You know, I think. But, I mean, that's up to you, too.
It is.
You know, you make your own decision there.
Right. You know, women kind of like, well, if I choose a dad, I'm okay with it. And then sometimes they choose a dad and they're not okay with it. It's just like any other sin. It's just sin.
Mm-hmm.
That is the bigger issue. It's just sin.
That's just like war.
Yeah.
If you're the president and there's something happening over here where you have to take action.
Right.
You know, it's right. Not a good thing to have to do.
That's true.
You know, but you got to do it.
And you know, back in the day, they don't have it so much today, but women still die having birth.
Yeah.
Birthing babies. They still do.
Still have strokes.
Yeah, but it's just not as, it's more rare today than it used to be. Before they had, you know, the new medicines and things like that, technology. But, you know, my daughter carried a baby up until she was in labor. And between the labor and the baby coming forth, the baby died.
Oh.
Carried that baby 9 months.
That's
baby died.
Terrible.
Baby died.
Oh.
Of course, they were devastated.
Yeah.
You know. And then the second baby she had, it had what they told Down syndrome, and they gave her an option. that she could abort the baby or whatever. That baby lived a few hours.
She went ahead and had the baby.
She had the baby. They had to have a funeral and all that kind of stuff. So you don't know.
Yeah.
You just don't know. I know women that have had abortions and they're going about their business. I don't know if they ever think about it again or not. Then there are women who have had abortions and it haunts them.
Yeah.
Because it's sin.
Yeah.
I don't feel good if I go out and transgress.
I don't see any problem with birth control. You know.
Well, a lot of people are against that. They want you to be natural.
Yeah, but I mean preventing abortion.
I know what you're talking about.
So, you know, use some BC, man.
Yeah.
Use your head.
People don't, you know what? Some do. Very few.
Yeah.
I think it's only a few. Because people have made up in their mind, I'm not going to get pregnant.
Yeah.
You know, they don't understand it only takes one time.
Yep.
You know. Then the guys, well, who else you been sleeping with?
Yeah.
One time, you know, that's all it takes. So I just think that we should...
We think of it as having to take a lot more than one time, but it can happen.
In one time.
In one time.
That's all absolutely. It takes. It's one time. Yep. Nice shirt, Derek. All right. What if your daughter, granddaughter, leaves work and is raped? Or incest? Should they be forced to have the baby? Now, incest is...
Is that a call-in question?
Terry brought it in, I guess. I didn't hear a phone ring. But
well, we were talking about that, rape.
Yeah.
And
incest.
Well, incest, I hope that's not happening in America too much.
Oh, yeah, it still goes on.
That goes on in America?
Yes, it does.
Ugh. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It's all sin.
Yeah.
That is the big issue. It's all sin.
I thought that just happened up in the Blue Mountains.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And sin can be forgiven.
Yeah. All sins and blasphemies will be forgiven, man.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
It can be forgiven. So I don't think it's right for Christians to bury people and send them to hell because they've made these choices in their life.
They don't go to hell until they die without Christ.
Right.
That's the unpardonable sin.
Right.
Because the only way you can be forgiven for sin is through Christ Jesus and his death on the cross.
Right.
You know.
Right. You have to say, Lord, I accept you into my life and I accept what you did on the cross. You died
for
all my sins, past, present, and future.
But I have people, you know, anxiety is a really bad thing. I had it real bad.
Did you?
I had post-traumatic stress at one time. God healed it.
Amen.
Well, a lot of people think that, and especially people that have anxiety, they think that God doesn't, if they committed some kind of adultery or fornication or some kind of weird sex thing or went to an orgy or something, whatever the case, they think that God can't love them anymore.
I know, but that's not true.
You know, but that's because God didn't really condemn us with the law. The law was put there to make us realize that we've sinned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a reason why you feel the way you do. It's the reason why you have a conscience. It's because God is trying to get your attention and show you that you've sinned and fallen short of God's glory.
Right.
And once you realize that, then to accept Jesus into your heart and be born again. Now, maybe they don't have anybody around them to explain everything to them, but I think eventually the gospel will get through to them somewhere along the line.
But you know what? When you think about abortions, to me, murder is murder. If a person is innocent in the womb or if a person is innocent outside the womb, it's still murder. Mm-hmm. If you kill a person for no reason.
Well, they're trying to say they're not a person yet.
Not just that. I'm talking about people that are full grown, walking the street, innocent, and people kill them for nothing.
Oh, yeah.
That's murder. That means that person was innocent. We're all born in sin. I guess the church has forgotten that, too. We're all born in sin.
You ever watch Forensic Files?
Maybe a time or two.
I cannot believe the horrible things that people do to other people. And it doesn't even bother them.
That's what I'm talking about right now today.
Yeah, no remorse.
It's all sin. It's all wrong. It's all wrong.
Well, it's like David. How could you get to the point where you have no remorse about sending this guy to the front lines?
Steal his wife, get her pregnant, have her husband come home, and have send him to his wife as if he had went to bed with his wife and made this baby. And he refused to go home with his wife. He's sleeping all outside in the courtyard.
He's so loyal to Israel that he wants to stay out there and fight.
And to the king, right? And David, like, oh my, now what?
Okay, how?
Let me
horrible.
Write this note.
He blanked it out.
Yeah, he did. But when you really want to do something.
And it never occurred to him until the prophet came to him and said, you're that man.
Yes, yes.
Oh, he tells him a story, you know.
Yeah.
And David goes, well, and prophet says, what do you think we should do with this guy, you know, in his story? And he says, oh, he should be taken out, keelhauled, and shot or something, you know, shove him off the end of a cliff or something. Well, David, you're that man.
Yes.
Oh, see, he blanked it out. He pushed it aside. He didn't think about it. He didn't want to think about it.
No. You know? But he thought about it before he did it.
Yeah.
So when we do things, we have already thought about it. We have already made an excuse for it.
That's murder one.
We've already in our minds. We've already done that.
First degree murder is a thing that's been planned for a while. You sat there for a couple of years and went, if I do this.
It don't even take that long.
You know, yeah.
Everything you do, you think about it first.
Well, no, not everything. There's a thing called second degree murder where you lose your temper and pow, pick up a shovel or something and hit somebody in the head with it. You don't think about it very long, you know. That's the difference between first and second degree murder.
Okay. You know. They can prove that. I get it.
That's a matter of the courts, you know.
Right, it is.
Third thing might be, you know, and the only way that you could get out of that, the best way to try to get out of that is to try to prove self-defense.
Yeah.
You know, this person
was
trying to.
That's where that should be.
Trying to choke me to death, and I hit him with the shovel.
Yeah, I thought about what I could grab.
Yeah. You know, if there's anything close to me, I was going to use it, you know.
Get him off me, right, Jim?
Yeah. And they'll let you off with self-defense, it's not very. Doesn't happen very often that. That's the truth.
That's
you know, you go over there and get a big argument with your neighbor, and it's usually over stupid stuff.
True.
You know, I don't like the way, you know, the last week your dog came over and got in my yard and did his job, and then you didn't even offer to clean it up or anything, you know. And they get into a big fight about that, and one of them ends up dead.
Yeah.
That's stupid stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Innocent lives are. People are murdered every day.
Yeah.
Along with abortion.
Yeah.
But it's still wrong. It's still wrong.
I noticed that an abortion clinic I saw in Columbus where they got this thick glass on the front, you know, it's like bulletproof or something, you know, because so many abortion clinics have been destroyed with firebombs, you know, and stuff.
Oh, yeah, no.
Not very many have survived that.
No. And, you know, thanks to the church, they were behind a lot of that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But it doesn't stop women from even doing it to themselves, aborting themselves. So,
but don't they have a pill now that you can...
They got a pill also, yep. They have a pill also. But we as Christians cannot wipe out sin. That was God's job.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
That was his job.
That's
not
right.
Our job. Our job is to lead people to Christ in love.
Right.
Am I right?
Right.
Well, is he right? Right?
That's the right thing to do.
Judge.
Actually try
judge.
To lead people to Christ.
To Christ in love.
And sometimes we put people off because of our behavior, though. A lot of times, you know, I know I've gotten so mad before because people, their actions against me and stuff, acting crazy. But I thought, like driving city bus, I thought I did pretty good from the nasty things that happened during that time, you know. And there was this one guy that just would not stop with his nonsense, you know. But I did manage to not get down on him like I wanted to, you know. And
so you had some self-control.
Yeah, but it was hard.
Yeah.
It was really hard. I wanted to hit him so bad.
Right.
And, you know, when people are harassing you and attacking you, they act so childish, you know.
Yes.
And they act like two-year-old romper room babies a lot of times when they're doing their underhanded harassment stuff, you know. Mm. There's this thing, now, I don't know if other, I think other Christians have experienced this underhanded harassment stuff that people do. They don't want anybody to know they're harassing you. So they make nasty underhanded comments, they might steal something from you. They go to the boss and narc on you and all this stuff. And it's maddening, because how do you fight that? You know, I had one guy that was bothering me really bad, and I turned in a written complaint against him, and that stopped it. Mm-hmm. But you can't just be constantly complaining, and that Satan just never stops.
No.
You know,
no.
Satan uses these people to destroy your testimony.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Get you to lose your temper, you know, a few times, and there, your testimony's gone, you know.
Yeah, it's, we live in that type of world. But that's why, so God says, you know, in love, with love, because God is love, you know. That's how people will know you, because they see the love that you share with them, you know. And that's our sign of being Christ's disciples. Not saying you said anything wrong, or you know what I'm saying, but in the day that we're living in now, the church has gotten so judgmental against the rest of the world.
Yeah.
They forget that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Jesus said, love your enemies.
Love your enemies. Love those who persecute you. Pray for those who hate you, right?
And despitefully use you.
And despitefully use you. Pray for them, right? So, that is, to me, we're losing our purpose.
Yes.
We're losing our purpose. Christ did not tell us to police the world.
No.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What do we look like policing the world? We have policemen.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
That's our job, right?
That's
our
right.
Our job is to bring them into the kingdom. If hell enlarges itself every day, just think about the people that's walking off the cliff.
Yeah.
Without salvation, without the gospel being preached to them. Or, like you said, maybe no one even took the time to help them to understand what the gospel was all about.
Yes.
And that's many people.
Yes.
Many people.
Yeah, we always think of missionaries over in Haiti or something.
Yeah.
But I think America needs missionaries more than anybody.
Don't we? Even for us, we need missionaries.
I'll tell you, Japan has a program for sending missionaries to America anymore. They said that our bad condition, our bad spiritual condition, we need to be spiritualized again.
But think about that. We have this virus way worse than any other place.
That's right.
Way worse. Greatest nation in the world, the most powerful nation, the richest nation in the world, and the most what? Sinful.
Yeah.
Most sinful.
Eventually the sin comes in.
Yes, most sinful. Because that's the bigger issue.
Yeah.
That is the bigger issue. But you know, like, there is an answer, and Christ is the answer.
Yes.
He is the way.
Remember I told you I had this guy on the bus when I used to drive city bus. Every now and then I'd have conversations with other Christians on there, quite a bit. There was this guy behind me, and he all of a sudden he spoke up. He was really angry. He said, what do I need to be, he said, you talk about getting saved, what do I need to be saved from? And I, my brain just went blank. I said, saved from, you know, and of course, you know, the answer is we need to be saved from our own sins, you know. And so I couldn't say anything because I went blank. And he showed up on the bus again about a year later. Mm-hmm. I didn't argue with him. He got on the bus about a year later and he said, I've been saved. I said, what happened? He said, well, I was an atheist, he said, and my dad was an atheist and taught atheism to me. And he said, my dad died, but as he was dying, a friend came over to the house and preached the gospel to him, and he got saved before he died.
See what I'm saying?
And so he preached the gospel to me before he died, he said. And he said, I apologize for acting weird.
See there,
that year ago. Isn't that, praise God?
Yeah, that was beautiful.
That was one of the best things that happened to me on the bus, you know.
Yeah. That's beautiful that his dad had a chance to repent and
receive
Christ before he left this world.
That's right.
And he was man enough and Christian enough and godly enough to share that with his
son. Right.
So his son would not be lost.
That's right.
That is our job.
And I think he said he wanted to go to Christian college.
Isn't that beautiful? Wow, that is our job. And Christ is the only way. And he is the gospel. And don't forget, he is coming back. He said, I'll be back to receive you unto myself.
Yes.
And he says, when I come back, I will bring my reward with me. He's not coming like the baby.
Nope.
He's not getting back on the cross again.
Nope.
That's over. For one
coming
time,
back in power this time.
Coming back in power. In great,
great
might.
Glory.
Great glory.
You know, the book of Daniel kind of makes you step back a little bit because he said he is going to destroy the Antichrist with the brightness of his coming.
Yes.
I always was really felt so inspired by that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, wow.
Because he's so bright, you can't even stand to look. He said, no man can look at me and live. That's what he told Moses, right?
Yep.
I'm going to hide you in the cleft of the rock, and you'll see
you could just see a little tiny...
pass by.
Little tiny sliver of light.
Oh, boy. I have enjoyed this because, you know, God is good, and even though we've talked about different things, but we did come to the conclusion the bigger issue is sin. All have sinned, but we all have an opportunity to receive Christ in the finished works of the cross. And that he died for our sins, and we have an opportunity, as long as we have breath in our body, to receive him as our Lord and Savior from sin. So don't forget that. If you would like to call in at any time when we're on the air, do that. 740-383-9944. Believe it or not, we're out of time. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, audience.
Glad
Until
to be here.
Next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green talking about meeting legendary talk show host Ed Sullivan for the first time.
Do you remember the first time you met him?
The worst time?
The first time? Both. We'll take both at this point.
First time, what's the first time? Does it rhyme? Either time. First time I met him, he came back to Vegas. Shecky, I want you to come on my show, and you are going to be one of the biggest things that I've ever had on my show. I did the first show, he says, you stunk. You'll never be on my show again. I said, did you remember what you said to me? But I don't care what I said to you then. Yes, I'll never forget that.
Now wait a second. So he told you you stunk, but who booked you again?
No, he had me on a contract.
Oh, so he had
to... He signed me for so many spots.
So he had to put you on.
Well, he really didn't. He could have paid me off, you know. He had me on again.
So after he said you stunk, when you came back the second time, what was the mood there?
Well, he said you stunk worse the second time. Shecky, I want to tell you something. You were worse tonight. and you were the time before. Now, you're going to... I said, that's my act. That's what I'm doing intentionally. I'm intentionally stinking it up. Oh, I didn't know that.
So
you want to come back and do that again? Yes. And I'll really stink this time, Ed. My God. They'll turn you off.
Oh, my God.
WWG